meekness is not a quality that you hear many people talking about. It's not a quality that we hold up as one of those things that we admire in other people. In fact, these days, pretty much, we think that meekness is the same as weakness. And yet Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek." Really? Why would he say that? Maybe, just maybe, meekness isn't what we think it is. Let's take a look and find out. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take another look at Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount from a different perspective. Some would say that I'm a bit of a tough old nut. I've never really been afraid of a stoush. It's not that I go looking for a fight, but when push comes to shove, I'm prepared to stand up and fight battles with people when I think they're worth fighting, and sometimes they are. Now, that may sound a little bit odd coming from a guy whose full-time job is telling people about the love of Jesus. Well, to tell you the truth, I'm a somewhat mellower version of what I used to be before I met Jesus, hopefully. There's a reason for that. We'll come to that later. But for much of my life, I'd plough straight over the top of people or through them or both to get to where I was going. So if you were in my road, watch out. My reasoning, I guess, was that it is a dog-eat-dog world and you had to do what you had to do to get to where you wanted to go. Plenty of people who live their lives that way. So imagine my disdain and surprise then back in those days before I knew Jesus personally when I heard this little quote from something Jesus once said, what I now know to be the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." Well, that only confirmed it for me. Religion, which is what I called it back then, is just a crutch for the weak and the downtrodden. It's not for me. Blessed are the meek. Oh, give me a break. I love that saying. I love the saying, no man is a total loss. He can always be used as a bad example because it so well fits with who I was and what I did. The change for me came when Jesus came into my life, and it was profound. Other people I know, many other people, were blessed always to have known Jesus all their lives. Christian parents grew up in a Christian home. They can't remember a time when they didn't believe in Jesus, and that's fantastic. But it was totally different for me. It was a dramatic encounter with Jesus on my road to success. The Lord did much to get my attention, and a huge part of that was to humble me. I had an ego the size of a small planet, and before God could do anything with me, he desperately needed to bring me down off the pedestal that I'd put myself on. I mean, we all do that to some degree, but with me it was a disease. There's a big difference between a sober assessment of ourselves, you know, I'm good at this, I'm good at that, but I'm not so good at this thing over here, versus being totally full of yourself. Well, I was full of myself. And when you're full of yourself, it makes a huge amount of sense just to roll over the top of people. I'm telling you this stuff because it sets the scene for the struggle I had in coming to grips with this rather bizarre blessing that Jesus is talking about here. Let's just have another listen. "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." Can you see how a guy like me, I guess with my makeup and background, would struggle with that? But there's another bunch of people who would also struggle with it. The poor, the marginalized, the persecuted, the people who by their very nature are at the complete opposite end of the spectrum when it comes to personality types. You see, those people who perhaps feel like others are always walking over the top of them, treating them like a doormat, they struggle with this too. And if any of those describe you, then, of course, you're going to be struggling when Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek." And for the same reason that I struggled with it, because, well, that great character from the long-running TV series MASH, Father Mulcahy, put it really nicely when he said, "The meek may inherit the earth, but it's the grumpy who get promoted." That's one way of saying it. The reality is we don't expect the meek to get anything because meek people get walked over. It's the powerful, the strong, the rich, the grumpy, those with privilege and position who end up owning everything. The weak get nothing. There's an interesting article in my local paper, the Australian newspaper, recently talking about one of the greatest risks to the world economy, in fact to world peace in the coming decade. One of the two top risks identified by the World Economic Forum was severe income disparity between developed nations and the developing nations. In other words, the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. Yeah, I know, there's nothing new in that. But Africa, look at Africa. Africa's one of the richest continents on the planet when it comes to natural resources. And yet it's home to countless millions of poor, of oppressed, threatened people, refugees. So how can it possibly be, come on, tell me this, how can it possibly be that the meek will inherit the earth? I guess the first thing in trying to come to an understanding of what Jesus was really saying here is that meek doesn't equal weak. The original Greek word used here in the Bible literally means mildness of disposition and gentleness of spirit. The most powerful explanation of this came to me in a sermon from the pastor of my first church. I attended this church, a little Baptist church in Oyster Bay in Sydney, just after I gave my life to Jesus. And my pastor there was a great teacher, Pastor Phil. He told us that meekness is actually strength under control. Let me say that again because it's powerful. Meekness is strength under control. See, meekness has nothing to say about how much power and influence we have or don't have, but it has everything to say about what we do with the power that we do have. The most powerful person who ever walked the planet was who? Well, obviously it was Jesus, the Son of God. I mean, go read about him. He wielded the most amazing power. He wielded the power of life and death. He said to Lazarus, come out of the tomb. Lazarus was raised up and he came to life again. Jesus, the Son of God, miracle man, could do anything. Here he was in our midst. But how did he use his power? What did he do with the power that God bestowed upon him? John chapter 10, verse 17. He said, look, for this reason Dad loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. Understand, no one takes it away from me. I'm laying down my life of my own accord. I actually have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again, and I've received this command from my Father. Jesus took his power, and he chose to use his power, not for himself, but for you and for me, and he chose to use his power to lay down his life, to die that horrible death, and to be raised again. And where Jesus saw injustice, where he saw religious hypocrisy, where he saw oppression, he was like a lion. I mean, he tore it apart. And yet this same Jesus used his power not to create an organization or to gain power in the political system. He used his power to die for you and me. That's why he said in Matthew chapter 11, beginning at verse 28, he said, come to me if you're weary and carrying a heavy burden, because I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble in heart. And you'll find rest for your souls, because my yoke's easy, my burden's light. Jesus was powerful and meek, the lion and the lamb. The meek are those who use what power they have, not for their own benefit, but for the benefit of others. The meek are those who humble themselves under the mighty hand of God and do his will. Sometimes they wield great power. Other times they sit silent and suffer loss and abuse. The meek are those who with all their heart want to see God's will done and not theirs. They're those to whom their own comfort, their own success, their own agenda, their own reputation, their own well-being are all placed not up next to God, not above God, but way, way, way down below God. God always opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble and to the meek, which is why Jesus truly could say, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. My friend, meekness is a beautiful quality in people. Power under control is a beautiful quality in people. Some of the most powerful people I know in this world, a general in the army, heads of large corporations, they're powerful, and yet they have a humility and a meekness about them. See, God has such a different perspective about power and meekness from you and me. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Before we go, let me ask you this. Would you like to draw closer to God into a rich, intimate, dynamic relationship with Jesus? Would you like to receive God's abundant blessing and his extravagant grace into your life? Well, that's what our free daily e-devotional, Fresh, is all about. Words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or watch the daily 3-minute video. It's completely up to you. A short daily devotional to take you closer to God by getting deeper into his word, God's word. Fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, christianityworks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.